Welcome back, everyone, for another live edition of Anime Talk. But this week, not just anime, but manga edition. I am your host, Joe Animated, and I have, as always, three guests, and we are going to have a blast. We've had a little bit of technical difficulties, but I think we're through it. Hopefully, Yorocha can stay with us this week. But let's get started. I am Joe. This is my live stream. If you have any questions tonight, guys, go ahead and either send me a message on Twitter, at Joe Animated, or you can tag it, Joe's Anime Talk, and we'll be sure to get to it. Also, don't forget there's the social stream chat window where you can do the same as well. And my guests tonight are all returners from previous shows. Let's start first with Az. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Azri Raz. I write for a site called AnimeAura.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. Just, same handle.
All right, sounds good. And then our next guest is Yorocha.
Hey, everyone. My name is Yorocha. I was last on the show a few weeks ago. I currently run the website Shades of Grey Manga at shadesofgreymanga.wordpress.com. You can find me on both Twitter and Mal, and also under the username Yorocha. And if I sound flustered right now, that's because the power literally just came back on 5 minutes before this recording started.
We're glad you can make it, man. And last but not least is Dave.
Hey, find me at Crazy Dave on Twitter, and I write, not really, I repost Megane Bishojos at davebudu.tumblr.com.
True, and you used to have a secondary Twitter account just for Pixiv. You still do that or not?
Yeah, that was actually your idea, but I had to like log on to Twitter, on web Twitter, to post from that account, and then I tried to like post a YouTube or something, or post from that one, I wanted to post my other one, so I was just like, screw it. Twitter can see my Pixiv spam for all I care.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a numbers compliment at Pixiv, it's Dave. But anyways, guys, like we said, this is a special manga edition of Anime Talk, and so tonight all the topics are going to be about manga. And let's start off with an easy one. We'll go around the horn here, starting with Az. What is your favorite genre of manga?
It's easy to an extent because I got into manga, you know, through the mainstream battle, fantasy, adventure stuff. So, you know, the big three, Fairy Tail and stuff. But then I gradually got more into the slice of life genre, the romance stuff. I'm going to go a little specific and say slice of life school series with delinquent leads.
Good choice.
So give an example of a manga that falls in that category.
Well, the best one's probably GTO, Great Teacher Onizuka, which is, you know, a kind of classic, but another one which ended recently, but I'm still waiting on the scans, is Yankee-kun and Mei-Chan.
Uh-huh, it's a good one.
Great ones, very good.
Sounds good. Dave, what about you?
I can't really call what I got started on, but currently I do love Yankee-kun and Mei-Chan, but probably either comedy or romance comedy, more specifically. Anything with that involves shipping, as most people know.
So give an example then of what would be fit into those particular genres of yours.
The big two being Hayate no Gotoku and Kami no Mi.
All right. And Yorocha, what about you?
I actually like the occasional thing from most genres, but I think there are two in particular that I've gotten attached to, especially in manga form. First of those is that while I like shonen in general, I think even more so like series about martial arts, like a good example being History's Strongest Disciple Kenichi.
Okay, all right. I think for me, I think for me, I fall into a lot of the shonen stuff. I started out reading the big shonen type, long-running series, and then I've kind of kept with it, but there's always that soft spot for those romance ones. And the weirder the romance, or the funnier the romance, the better, like MGX or what else? Something like that, you know, it's kind of strange, but it's still kind of fun to read. But yeah, definitely, guys. So, moving on to our next topic.
Well, actually, there was one other. I mentioned there were two before.
Oh, sorry, I apologize. I cut you off.
Yeah, it's all right. Because the other one I sort of like is the more general seinen type series. Like the one that I like to tell people about all the time is Liar Game. You guys know that one?
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
Uh-huh. It's one of my favorites, because it's more, like, serious-type stuff. Sort of, I almost want to compare it to that one show, Five Brain, or that came out a while ago. I haven't actually seen that, but it's generally the whole people playing games with ridiculously high stakes kind of thing.
Is that similar to Doubt, the one about, like, the rabbit game?
I think it's sort of like that, except I think Doubt was just one type of game. And Liar Game is many types of games. Plus, I haven't actually read Doubt. I'm not sure if it's actually a game or if it's just a bunch of people in a room and see who finds the mole.
Yeah, that's kind of more what it was.
Hmm.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I need to give some of those a read. There's so many I'm trying to keep up with, I forget what's out there half the time. I'm terrible about that. But how much does the art in a manga affect your decision to keep reading it? Is it? Do you need a more plot driven? Is a plot driven manga more important than an art driven manga? That kind of thing. Az, what do you think?
It's an intricate balance for me because there are so many series out there with, you know, just appalling plots but fantastic art, and vice versa as well. I was reading Angel Densetsu recently. And this is a series that was the author of Claymore. This was his first series, and the art is just abysmal. But it's a good, you know, slice of life school series. Then you have the other end, which is stuff like Air Gear, which is just a terrible story, but like art that's inexplicably good. I want to say art doesn't really matter to me as long as the story's good, but it can't be, you know, terrible. It has to be suitable. At the very least, it has to be suitable for me.
Okay, I can understand that. What about you, Dave?
The question is, does art affect my decision to keep reading manga? And I would say no to that. It has more to do with the starting a manga. Like, there's been many manga that I've, reading the descriptions, have found I thought it would be interesting. Then I go and look at the art style and either... My biggest problem is when it's just kind of hard to read, then I don't really pick it up. But if the art style isn't necessarily, like, mind-blowing, but if I enjoy the characters with a story enough, I can deal with, you know, not stellar art.
Yeah, I think kind of in that example is, I'm going to say this wrong, and I apologize. Taiyo no E? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
The art style is not that spectacular, but it's a decent read.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing,
it's very minimalistic.
Yes.
Is that?
It's probably a good way to put it. Yeah. There's no real depth to no real depth in terms of making the characters pop out of the page. Scenery is very bland. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yerosha, what about you?
For me, I think in general, while good art is a good thing for a series to have, it doesn't usually affect how I read it all that much. Because I've seen quite a few series with good art. I think my favorite art in any series is for... I'm not sure if you've heard of this one. It's called Vinland Saga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of Vinland Saga.
That's pretty, okay. That's pretty popular with a few people in the blog sphere.
Trying to get me to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's popular in general in Japan. Like, very popular.
Like, well, that's, like, for those who don't know, that series, the art style, I would say it's kind of like a much less gritty version of Berserk. Because Berserk's art looks interesting, but it's also kind of hard to get into, in my opinion. But for me, what really affects, the only time art really, really affects how I view a series is when the art is not very good. Because I was actually going to make the comparison with Angel Densetsu myself, but...
So then there's a... Okay, keep going, sorry.
I suppose there's actually at least one example of a series where I really couldn't get into it because of the art style. I couldn't even start reading. That's the manga version of working.
I can get that. It's like the manga version, it's not as smooth, the characters aren't, well...
Yeah, it looks much worse than the anime ever did, because the anime was very smooth and good-looking. The manga, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like someone, among other things, it's like someone took some crop part of their heads up. Their heads aren't even the right shape, I don't think. That's one of the things that stuck out right at me. Like, if someone just showed me a blank page of that, I almost wouldn't be able to tell it was working.
Have you guys ever read Otoyomagatari, with the manga that takes place in the East Asian steppes?
Yeah, I got into this one recently. I mean,
I haven't seen it.
I mean, the art style on that is absolutely gorgeous. The amount of detail they put into the outfits and into the scenery is just unreal. I can tell why they only release this on occasion, because it must take the drawing team at least a month just to put the amount of work it takes to develop one issue, one chapter. But it's just absolutely beautiful. The plot's okay, it's average. I wouldn't say it's spectacular, but it's nothing you would drop just because it's bad. But the amount of detail alone is, you want to read it just to see the manga jump out at you from the page. It's absolutely gorgeous.
The art's actually really accurate as well. This is coming from me, who's, you know, from the area. It's very... I looked at it and I thought, wow, it's very impressive. It's quite accurate. It is. Like, that is one case where the art is just fantastic.
I never read that one, but I'm writing that one down. I'll be sure to check it out right after the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's worth at least just reading the first chapter and seeing the detail they put in and making a decision from there. Even if it's not your thing, you can appreciate the time spent putting it together, you know? It's almost, you could take a page out of some of those and frame it if they colored it. You know what I mean? It'd be awesome to get an original panel from that, just because it's done that well.
Mm.
But I mean, I read everything across the board. I guess I was in agreement with, I can't remember who said it earlier, but for me there has to be a balance between time spent on the art portion and time spent on the plot. If either one of those suffers too much, it's probably going to lose my interest. I'm not going to keep with it. I'm not going to stick with it. It is what it is. There are so many choices out there to choose from that, you know, there really isn't enough time to stick with something if you're not that interested in it.
Definitely. My reading list is too long as it is right now.
So that brings up a good question for you guys then. On average, how many manga do you have in your reading list right now?
The series I'm currently reading, or...
Yeah, series that you're actively following month to month.
Are we talking stuff that gets sporadically released via scanlations, or that comes out on schedule, weekly, monthly, or just altogether?
How about anything that's not been dropped by a scanlator? Like, you can probably get it on a monthly or bi-monthly basis at a worst case.
Okay.
According to my metal, 30.
While they're searching...
Yeah, for,
what's that?
Yeah, for, like, off the top of my head, I believe I know that the actual number of weekly series I read isn't that large, actually. It's about 10. But for those that update at least once a month, I'd say closer to 20. And I think their actual total is, I would say, about 36, 38.
Yeah. For me, it's like 30... guaranteed. Could be up to 40, and then altogether it's like 55.
Dang.
Yeah, see, I'm in that same boat. My list is almost 60, but about, out of those, about 30 of those are regular enough to keep track of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few of the ones on my list are just so irregular. Like, there's a few that they release like one chapter every 2-3 months, even though there's a chapter going out every other week in Japan. So I don't really count those towards my list.
I've also noticed a trend with a few series where they update one volume at a time, where they'll go months and months with no updates, and then just 5 chapters in a row.
Doesn't Yankee-kun do, like, 3 chapters at a time?
Yeah, but that's because they keep... There's 2 groups doing that, so, like, once one group does it, they pass it over to the next group to do the other 3 chapters. And I'm just going to put it out that one group is just so much faster in doing it than the other group is. I think the biggest joke is I remember seeing that the manga of Sakamichi no Apollon got like fully scanlated in less than 12 weeks.
Yeah, probably once the anime came out, right?
Yeah, as soon as the anime aired, 12 weeks later you have the manga as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Regrettably, that doesn't always happen. I'm reading the manga of Chihaya Furu. It's still not caught up.
Yeah, but I think, to be fair with Chihaya Furu, there's so many chapters for that, and I think they start doing it much quicker once the anime did come out.
Usually the case.
All right, so let's move on to the next topic here. So, we are 7 months into the year. So, since the beginning of this year, what ongoing series do you feel have outperformed the rest? Or what's risen to the top of these released series? And why do you think that? Hirosha, why don't you start?
Okay, I think overall the best series, this is probably going to be the obvious answer, but One Piece. A lot of people didn't like the previous arc that was in it. I know a few people who really, really didn't like it. But the current one has gotten a lot better. It's much more interesting. It's dealt with a few plot points that were just hinted at previously. Like at least one recurring character that everyone's really looking forward to seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, there's two other series I think are standout. Like, are any of you guys reading Torigo right now?
No.
Regressing now.
Yeah, well, Torigo's gotten really good lately, I think. The previous arc was sort of a training arc, but it was presented very well, I thought, and the current arc, the best way to describe it is, try to imagine Luffy fighting Godzilla. That's what's being led up to, like, four of those fights. Main characters fighting Godzilla-sized creatures. The other series I wanted to bring up is The World God Only Knows.
Disgusting.
What?
Yeah, I think everyone is going to say that.
You just burst Dave's bubble. He had that one on the tip of his tongue.
All right, then. I'll let you talk about that one, then.
I'm trying to remember if the Goddess arc even started this year or it was before that, but the whole Goddess arc and the whole culmination of that was every single time I saw, Red Hawk on Twitter, new Kaminomi chapter out, everyone is drop everything, gotta read it. It's like, it's probably like one of my two or three highlights of the week. But, recently with the new arc, it's building up. I was expecting a bit more of like a lull in between, but they're just jumping right back into the thick of things. And being the shipper that I am, Kaminomi is quite dangerous to my heart.
that was always the issue with me. I love the arcs, but I do wish things worked out for, I'm just going to say the last girl, because I have a spoiler there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kind of got the shaft in the end. But definitely has risen up over this year. It's been that's a great one to read on a weekly basis, definitely. Anything else, Dave, that you have?
Let me take a quick look at my all manga readers that I'm reading right now. I guess I'll save one of them for you, but Dentla Koishi is one right now that I'm really enjoying. If I had to describe it, it's like a mix between Great Teacher Onizuka and Kaminomi.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would describe it as well.
It's, for those who don't know what it is, it's about this genius otaku who is hired to be a school teacher, and much in the same vein as GTO, he solves many of his students' problems, but it's done through a very otaku lens, as Kama's the god of gaming in his universe, this guy is in his, and the most recent chapter that just came out like 10 minutes before the show started was was quite awesome. I can't really articulate very well how enjoyable it is, but I definitely recommend that one for anyone who hasn't picked it up yet.
And you can pretty much pick it up at this last arc and get the gist of what's going on and not have to start from the beginning, although I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun to start from the beginning. But you can pick it up so far right now, pick it up pretty quickly and get right into it. It hasn't reached that same point like The World God Only Knows, where he did all that capturing and then it went into a new arc, you know what I mean, a new long arc. The whole Goddess arc has been going on for quite a while with sub-arcs and stuff. So now's a good time if you're going to hop in on that one. Definitely.
That's all I got.
Az, what about you?
Actually, this year's been really disappointing for me. Mainly because the big shonens have just been terrible. But I will say one series that has really stood out for me has been Shingeki no Kyojin.
I knew you were going to say that. No, I knew it.
The Giants?
Attack on Titan, I think is the English title. Mm-hmm.
I dropped that. I didn't pick that back up.
It's because, most of the other monthly stuff I read has just been, I think D. Gray Man has been just the worst one. It's been so slow and, there's been nothing happening. But Shingeki no Kyojin, for the past, few chapters, there's been something going on all the time. It's just building up and building up, not leaving any breathing room for it. It's just been insanely, it's progressing quickly, yet not that quickly. It's also really, it's very, it's not your typical shonen series. It's kind of like Claymore, but on, I'm going to say slightly gorier, because there's more death in it.
Okay. I'll have to get that one from you later. I'm always big into the shonen and stuff like that, so I might have to pick that up myself. So I'm going to throw one more out there. Dave, I know Dave held back just for me, but there's is it Korean, Dave, or is it Japanese? Okay, so it's a Korean manga or manhwa called Girl of the Wilds. We're at about 49 chapters? Somewhere in there. But it is a spectacular. 48. So it's format is a long form single page. So you just scroll down. There's no clicking between pages. You just kind of scroll as you go. So the formatting is really nice. Every week it's in full color. So you get some really just great panels. But it's about a boy who ends up going. He's going to high school and he got a scholarship to a very prestigious high school. But this high school used to be all female, and it used to train females in combat, or at least part of the curriculum was fighting training, things like that, martial arts, the whole works. And most of these girls could probably take on SEAL Team 6. I mean, to be blunt about it, they're pretty aggressive. So he enters his high school, and at the very beginning, the principal tells all the girls that the reason their boy's involved is he wants to cultivate their feminine sides. And he tells all the girls, whoever can cultivate it with this boy will get an extra bonus grade or whatever. So he basically starts getting swarmed, and it kind of goes from there. But a few of the girls take him under their wing, and they kind of man him up a bit, for lack of a better word. And the last few weeks, there's an on-campus battle royale that's going on, and he's participating in that. And it's been really great. One of the characters in there is called Doll Doll. And she's a Neko Mimi. She wears the cat ears and stuff, and I think she's definitely the fan favorite of that whole series. She does things that are cute, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better term to put it. But I know there's a couple.
Adorable.
What's that?
Adorable.
Adorable. Yeah, she does adorable things all the time, and she's definitely a reader's favorite. But if you haven't read it, it's a lot of fun. Every week's a blast. And like I said, because of the format and being all color, you always get a quality product every week to read. So it seems to read way too quick. I know that. I'm done with it in 2 minutes, and I'm begging for the next one. So, if you guys haven't had a chance to pick it up, I definitely recommend it.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah. You'll go through it quick. You'll be like, oh, no, it's already over. You'll be wanting that next one, which I think is the biggest thing for me in a manga. If I'm begging to see that next chapter, that's when I know that I found something I really like.
I think that's the best measure for me as well. If I'm not really interested in what happens next, I think, it's about time I drop it.
Yeah. which is why I've had trouble reading things like the big shonen series like Bleach and Naruto. It's just not going anywhere, and I think Bleach is going on long after it should have stopped. Naruto.
No, you're honestly not missing out. In my opinion, Bleach should have ended. Basically when Ichigo lost his powers.
Yes. Yes.
That should have been it.
Because I think the way that arc ended was beautiful. It could have ended there, you know, she goes off, evaporates from his memory, and you're done. It would have been a beautiful ending, and now we're extending it beyond that, and blah. Just not any good.
And Naruto's been disappointing all throughout this year for me.
Yeah.
It's been... It's not as if I wasn't expecting the plot to take a turn into this territory, but it's not being handled well at all. It's boring, and I'm just sick of it, really.
Yeah.
I think I made the right decision not to get caught up on Naruto.
You definitely did. I think that stopped being epic ages ago as well.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much the only manga blogger I know who doesn't read Naruto at this point.
I don't know, I catch it occasionally to see where they're at, but I'm not heavily involved in it, and I won't write anything about it, that's for sure. But let's move on to our last topic for tonight. So we were talking about Girl of the Wilds being a Korean manhwa. Do you guys read any other Korean manhwa, and what would they be? Is there any that you recommend? Is there any that you're really enjoying? Dave, why don't you start?
Okay, right now, besides Girls in the Wild, I'm reading Orange Marmalade, which is a very... It's shoujo kind of romance. It's like the whole vampire romance thing, except this time the girl is the vampire, but it's done in all color, and I liked her character design. Recently, it's been very... So, it's decent. It's nowhere near Girls of the Wild for me. I believe, I'm not so sure on, The Breaker, and it was the first one, The Breaker New Waves is like the second season, I guess. I believe it's Korean, but it's actually still done in the manga format, because it's kind of, if you read the Korean manga, it takes a while to get used to reading it left to right, which is ironic since that's how we normally read. But that one's one I'd recommend if you enjoy, like, martial arts type things. Other than that, the only other one that I'm reading at the moment is... I mean, I probably won't say this right, but Noblesse. It's on chapter 242 right now, so it's pretty... good ways into it, but that one's quite enjoyable. It's about, like, you know, takes place in Korea, and it's, like, at this school. It starts out at the school, and it follows, like, this group of kids, and they start interacting with these superhumans, or these beings with power. As of late, it's really moved away from the kids and just focused on these other guys, but that one's really enjoyable. Other than that, looking at my list, those are all ongoing ones. And one that's been finished is called, I linked it in the chat, 1921. Yet again, another shoujo romance, but it's very sweet. It's not very long, and I highly recommend that one. But that's all I have.
Az, what about you?
I don't actually read any... currently. I have heard of quite a few. I think The Breaker is the main one that keeps popping up. I think it's quite high up on the manga reader site as well. It's very popular. I've heard of Noblesse as well, I guess. But the closest I've got, I think, is reading some series which have actual manhwa authors, but they're actually doing it as a manga, so I think Freezing is done by authors who are originally manhwa creators, and the same goes for the series called Area D.
Mm.
I think, yeah, Erudy's artwork, I think, threw me a little at the beginning, especially with the main character. I thought, that's very typical shonen character design. And then I realized it's actually more Korean manhwa design. I think that's my closest. I don't read any, but I have been meaning to get into the Breaker and stuff. I just haven't really gotten around to it.
Yurosha, what about you? Do you delve into that or not?
Not so much. Like as I don't read that much Korean series, though I have heard quite a few that I've been interested in. The Breaker and Noblesse are two of the big ones up there. There's also one other one I wanted that I was looking into, and Exchange in the chat beat me to it just now. It's called Tower of God.
Okay.
I've heard of that as well.
Yeah, I don't know entirely what it's about. He's setting for it to sound interesting. I'm not sure what to say beyond that. Just what I've heard about it has been very good. I think if I were to start a Korean series, I would probably start there, and then maybe something longer like Noblesse.
So, yeah, I don't know anything about Tower of God. As do you or Dave?
I read a couple chapters when it was first being, translated, but there wasn't anything out, like, past two or three at the time, so I dropped it, but I'd probably be interested in looking into it again.
So what's the basic premise, then, that you got out of those first couple chapters? Do you remember?
It was a while ago, so I don't. So.
Okay. No problem. Just thought I'd ping you if there's any knowledge I can out of your head.
But it's on Webtoon Live, just like, I should plug that. Webtoon Live has, .com has all the, most of the Korean manga that we've mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. That's where you can see them in long strip format. A lot of them are in color. So definitely, Webtoon Live, if you guys haven't been there before, definitely recommend it.
Definitely have to check that out.
So let's go to a question from our viewers. We've got one from Aeroblip here. So as with any medium, if you were going to recommend this to one of your friends or maybe somebody who's never seen an anime or read a manga, what would be one or two series you would recommend to them? I'm going to put you on the spot, Yurosha, since you run a manga blog or a manga-oriented blog. What would you recommend to someone who maybe isn't familiar with the medium?
There was actually one time where something like this happened. It wasn't exactly, but I actually wanted to give the series for my mother to read once, and the series I gave her was Monster.
So why Monster?
Well, it's not really manga or anime-ish. It's mainly due to the story. The story is something you'd see in some American movies. There being a killer that the main character has to stop as a mystery regarding all that. I think that a series like that would be good for a first-timer to get used to the style of manga or anime. Not so much the story itself, but it is a good read if you're not into that stuff.
Okay. As, what about you? If you were going to recommend a manga to somebody, what would it be?
I'm going to go and say One Piece, and the reason is actually quite simple. Quite a lot of my friends from school, and I'm talking about guys who had never even watched an anime or read a manga. These were guys who were too busy running track, and, like, I think playing rugby and stuff. They got into One Piece, and they just absolutely went crazy for it. It's one of the more accessible series out there. It's not too wordy. If I was going to compare it to something like Death Note as a manga, I probably wouldn't really recommend for anyone who's not familiar, because it is quite heavy to read through it. But One Piece, it's got a good balance of text and art. It's funny. It's got a lot going. It's got the action. I mean, it's a bit of everything there.
Okay. Dave, what about yourself? If there was a particular one you would recommend, what would it be?
Well, I'm not sure if this counts, but can I say Usagi Drop, not including the last couple chapters?
That's fine.
Don't you mean the last
That works.
Six volumes?
you know what I mean.
If we had the choice, we would all exclude those.
I think I would exclude half of them. But it wasn't so bad at first after the time skip. But I'm assuming we all know.
You know how it ends?
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Up until that point, it's a very sweet, you know, manga that anyone can read and have, you know, happy feelings about, but I'm just not sure if I could tell someone, read this manga, just don't read after this point. But other than that, I haven't actually finished a whole bunch of manga that I would feel are good introductory things. I'd maybe just like any kind of, it depends who I'm introducing to, because like Strobedge is a really nice shoujo. I wouldn't introduce it to any, like, you know, Call of Duty fans or, you know, whatever, but that one's pretty great. Doubt is pretty good, and I guess that's kind of the opposite end of that. I just haven't really read enough to have anything. I'm more familiar with getting my friends into anime.
I can understand that. I'm trying to think if I would what I would give somebody. I think Girl, going back, because we've already mentioned this, Girl of the Wilds would be a good one just because it's pretty easy to get into and it's easily drawn, easily read. Nothing that's that out of the ordinary. The Shonen series aren't terrible to introduce to somebody. The big Shonen series. One Piece might not be a bad one, or Fairy Tail. I don't think I would introduce them to Bleach or Naruto at this point. Those have been played out as anime, where I don't think people are interested in those anymore. At least here in the States.
They're past their peak.
Yeah, they're past their peak.
Curious to ask you guys, I haven't actually read the FMA manga, but I really enjoyed Brotherhood. Would that be a good introductory one?
You know, it might be if the person is okay with some of the scarier aspects. Personally, I've only seen Brotherhood as well, so but I have heard the manga is scarier in a lot of aspects.
I'd say, yeah. I've seen both FMA and Brotherhood. And the manga as well, but I think it's not bad, but again, it's not the most accessible out of all the ones out that you could choose.
Just curious.
So we've got a few more questions here, and then we'll close this up. So what's your favorite moment in any manga? According to this, what's your favorite moment in any manga ever? Do you guys have a moment that just stands out, that kind of captivates what a series is?
Okay, now I'm reading through my Mal list.
I'm just trying to think.
So while you're thinking of that, Yorosha, Dave, I got a question just for you while they're thinking about that. For what manga, what is a good example of something from a first chapter that would catch your interest? What's the hook for you?
For me, if we're going back to the romance, a comedy, if there's a short-haired childhood friend, there's a good chance I'll read at least more than one chapter. Double points if they have glasses, but I'll leave it at that.
So, Yorosha, favorite moment in manga?
Okay, off the top of my head, the moment I'm thinking of is from the series 20th Century Boys. It occurs toward the later part of the series. I don't remember the exact context for the scene, but one of the main characters is walking up. I have trouble remembering the scene very well. It's just that there's a line in the scene that I think everyone who reads the series remembers, and it's because I believe the main character was playing a song during this, because the character does that, and he's up against a guy who's trying to shoot him, I think, and the exact line is, "What are you doing? This man is singing. When a man is singing, you don't shoot him." And it's hard to describe it out of context like that, but at the moment, that was actually a very good scene because it showed the characters. I'm bad at describing this.
It's all right.
This is why I don't. This is why I can't talk off the top of my head.
It's all right. Az, what about you? Is there a moment that stands out for you in any manga that you've read?
If I had to, I'd probably go with Beck, the last chapter. How it tied in. You know, have you guys heard of the series?
Yes, I haven't read it, but I've heard of it.
Well, yeah, so it's basically it's a story about, you know, struggling musicians, and these are like Japanese kids who are trying to make it, you know, worldwide and not just big in Japan. And you know, old struggles, and then at the end, they ended with this one concert where, you know, everyone's singing their lyrics, and, you know, the artwork was really, done really well as well. It's, they captured the atmosphere. It's kind of like the long road has led them to their destination. They're finally there. It's a very happy moment.
Definitely would stand out. So, last question of the night for all three of you guys. Is there a manga that has not been animated that you would like to see make the jump?
Ooh.
A lot of choices out there.
Would it be cheating to say a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth season of World God Only Knows?
I think that's a cop out, Dave. You got to pick something else.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, I've got one.
Go for it.
I haven't talked about this one yet, but it's called Tokyo ESP. And it's the author that did Gairei Zero. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The character designs in it are... One of the characters looks like Leonidas from 300. One of the characters is a spitting image of Yoda from Star Wars. It's just full of lots of fun, and I feel like it can be, you know, if animated, it can be done justice to see these characters brought to life.
Okay. Yurosha, what about you?
Okay, I think my original answer would have just been Nisekoi, the recent series from Shonen Jump.
Yes.
Because people need to start seeing that. It shows how execution can really help a normal premise. But since recently we did hear the announcement for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the anime, and I never would have expected that before, so I'm going to say an answer that probably isn't going to be happening anytime soon. I'm going to say Liar Game.
Okay.
And I'm saying that because I realized recently that this series would actually work really well if it were animated by Studio Shaft, I think. Yeah, because the art style does look a bit like Zetsubo, but more serious, I think.
Okay.
They could actually do it pretty well if they tried.
Az, what about you?
I'm going to go with Sangatsu no Lion. That's translated as March Comes in Like a Lion.
Is that the Hunting Clover?
Yeah, Honey and Clover's author doing this one.
I haven't read that one in a long time.
Yeah, so it's a very good, you know, slice of life drama series. I think, you know, the drama series really get the same feeling as you do, you know, as you do from an anime. If that were to get animated, I think the series would get really popular as well. It's quite well done. And I'm really annoyed how there's only like 20 odd chapters out online when there's like 70 out in Japan.
I was gonna say, is it being scanlated? Because I dropped it, so it wasn't.
It's been like, I think they released one yesterday and they said, oh, the next chapter will be out in a month. It's not very good scanlation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna take a long time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I think Silver Spoon's gonna get one soon anyway. It's that popular.
Sounds good, guys. Any other thoughts before we close up for the night? Any other things you want to throw out to our viewers before we end the stream?
I think I'm actually going to give a different like this is kind of late, but I'm actually going to give a different answer to the favorite moment in manga, because I can actually think of this one a bit better than the other. I read this recently. It's the fight between Jotaro and Dio in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Yeah, because it's a lot different from other fights, because it's not quite as flashy. It involves most of the two characters actually thinking about just every single thing they do, planning three steps ahead always. It's very good and much better than what some people might expect the series is like. This is one of the good reasons why the anime is coming out, because people don't know. I don't think many people know what the series is actually like, and stuff like that is. People really need to see this stuff.
Alright.
I think that's it.
Alright, Dave, final thoughts?
I'll just plug this in here. If you enjoyed Idolmaster, please check out Uchimasu. It's, the characters from Idolmaster are turned into these little moe blobs of absolute cuteness and do cute things. It is just absolutely deadly for your heart, but it is also enjoyable.
finish, Dave, sorry.
Other than that, just, you know, if you like Megan AB Shoujo's, be sure to check out my Tumblr.
Definitely, Dave is the glasses master. Az, what about you? Any final thoughts before we close up for the night?
There's a lot of manga, anime adaptations of manga coming out next season. That's not going to be good for my reading list.
Tanari no Kenjutsu-kun, so
that's
excited.
One.
So
yeah.
Excited.
It's going to keep...
And JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
It's going to keep things busy, that's for sure. Well, that's good, though. It's always good to see something you like get animated. But thanks again, guys. Appreciate you coming on tonight. Next week, it is me and Draggle from Draggle's Anime Blog. We'll be talking it up. If you'd like to sit on with both of us and chat, hit me up. I'll show you an email address here in a moment. I'd like to say thank you to Gyast for providing us with our opening soundbite today from Cat Planet Cuties or We Come to Play. If you'd like to have your favorite anime opening played at the beginning of the show, go over to my blog, post it on the comment thread for the sticky post at the top, and we'll toss it in. My blog, you can find this show and others previous at joeanimated.wordpress.com. There's videos, there's podcast links, whatever you want. There's a podcast feed as well. I've got it listed there, but it's much easier to click it when you get to the WordPress site. And if you're interested in coming on, talking with me, being with some guests, and having a good time, you can email me at joeanimated@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys, and I appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah, all right, thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks. It was a good stream tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, guys. All right, everybody, good night.